Good morning. I'm Rob Hackala, along with Lisa Zizian. It's our Tech Talk segment every week at this time. We check in with David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hey, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Let me hold on one moment. We're going to be get the intro here ready. We're going to talk about
my life. Go ahead with your own life. Leave me alone.
All right. Thank you, Billy Joel. Yeah, we're going to talk about my life, right?
That was the perfect thing to play as well. Leave me alone.
All right. So let's see. This is one of these sites. It certainly comes up when you Google somebody, right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly right. And then you can go to their website and try to get information on the person that you were Googling. But back on July 27th, which was not that long ago, I just started researching this and went and just put in my information, trying to find out about myself without subscribing. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different problem. But I was unpleasantly surprised at how much information they actually have on me.
Oh.
Home address, age, date of birth, mortgage information, and so much more. Readily available for not even paying a fee.
Uh-oh. Oh, I don't like that at all.
That's what I said, uh-oh. Now, you can't really blame my life for all the data, because what they do is they aggregate data from around the world from the Internet. Mm-hmm. So all of this stuff is posted somewhere on another website and another database that they just aggregated about me and about the millions of people that they have reports on. And just from stuff that is just there. It's amazing what's out there on you and me and every other regular guy. The problem with my life is that on July 27th, there was a lawsuit filed because my life was actually sending teaser reports out to employers and landlords and others to convince them to subscribe to the service, because then they'd know if the person they were letting come into their rental or into their home or whatever, they'd know what they really were.
Huh.
Yeah, because making money wasn't enough with the, just getting people to order. So they had to say, hey, you're going to rent to Joe Smith? Oh, you want to find out about Joe Smith? Go to mylife.com.
Exactly right. And they purport they're going to give you court records, criminal records, sex offender records, all those types of things, but only after paying for a subscription.
Have you ever seen that, by the way, when you do type in a name and then all of a sudden something flashes, may have criminal history or something like that? And I'm like, wait, everybody is a criminal? I mean, it seems to be on there a lot. And I go get court records or some kind of file or something. So, yeah, I mean, it does want to tease you. I have never purchased anything from it.
No, nor have I. But, David, is there a way that you can stop having your info on the, like, you're not a subscriber or and you don't want to pay, can you not have your info on this website?
Well, that's one of the funny things with the whole situation. You can't have them remove anything without paying for a subscription.
Oh, come on.
And then they'll only remove certain segments. Now, I haven't paid for a subscription, and I don't intend to, because they'll start you off with a $1 3-day trial subscription. Then you're supposed to cancel. Trying to cancel after the 3-day trial period is almost impossible. You have to reach out to them. You have to call them. You talk to them for half an hour or more. These are records you can find, or reviews you can find on the web. You talk to them for half an hour. They say, we'll send you an email. The email never comes. The 3 days passes, and all of a sudden you're being billed $16.95 a month for a 3-month subscription.
Oh, wonderful. Oh. What a great deal. For a dollar, I will not stand on your lawn and shout insults at you. Just pay me a dollar a day, and I'll leave. This is kind of a thing where it's they already have you, so
but this is not right.
But the thing about it, David and Lisa, they're aggregating data, so they're just getting stuff that could any of us get this, or if we worked hard enough, or
I'm pretty sure that we all could if we knew where to look or how to aggregate the data. Our big data is all around the world, and this stuff is up in the Internet. So this company, My Life, they have deceptive sales practices, but they're only aggregating data that is on the Internet somewhere else.
I like this, too. In your article, you talk about My Life was, it seems like it was founded with more,
wholesome reasons.
Reasons.
Yeah, but the elders among us will remember reunion.com.
Yes.
Reunion.com.
Right. Find your classmates. Yeah.
Find your classmates. Yeah. Is that another scam,
exactly,
too?
Exactly.
Remember you're getting something?
Well, they've turned into my life. This reunion.com. They did a brief stint known as wink.com. I don't know what
suspicious.
The wink is about.
Yeah, that's a little suspicious, actually.
So they've been doing this for years. They've been aggregating our information for years, and it's available. If you just want to go there and take a look, don't sign up, but just put in your name. And it's going to show you these screens of bar graphs running back and forth for 5 or 6 minutes and getting this, gathering that. Then they're going to give you some basic stuff.
It'll say you shouldn't be in jail.
It's exactly right. Well, you know, that's interesting, Rob, that they talk about you have a criminal record, and the criminal records could be, although it looks terrible, it could be just a minor traffic citation.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, okay. Because anything, you know, say you had a couple of, like, a speeding ticket or some other minor thing, they would try to blow that up, I suppose, to make it seem as if you're...
If it's something major.
Yeah, like you're, you know, embezzling millions of dollars or something, or have a real violent past. But yeah, so I guess, you know, when it comes down to it, data is money, and that's what these companies are doing. And so far, it's legal for them to do it this way, right?
It's at this point, it's legal to gather the data. What's not legal for them, while there's a court case, is how they're deceptively selling the process. And one more interesting thing, MyLife gathers our personal information through public records, but they also have a working relationship with Ancestry.com. So if you subscribe to that website to try to track your ancestors, all of that information is ending up in MyLife.
Oh.
Boy. Yeah.
So they know everything about you and your family and everything.
Yeah, I'm sensing there's that wink.com now coming into play there. Here you go. Okay.
Oh, boy. Jeez.
All right. Yeah, you never know who works with who when it comes to websites. And
sharing
the
data.
We share data. And so Ancestry.com is very popular. Okay. Hmm. All right. Well, David, people have the full article here to read about, right? Where do people go?
Maybe David took that call that was coming in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Act Smart IT is the website.
They got him.
Act Smart.
After all these years, they got him. They found him.
Yeah. Go to actsmartit.com and click on David's blog to get the latest.
Act Smart IT. We do it every Tuesday at this time on WATD.
Thank you, David.
Wherever you are.